Rick Ross is in the house.
We in the building.
Are you ever like trying to go viral?
No, when I wake up in the morning and I hit a blunt, I just know it's a viral day.
Would you say you're a businessman or a businessman?
Man, you know.
I was told you have 200 cars.
My guy who keep up with my cars told me that too. You
know? Jorge Masvidal.
Who is
he's
that?
Like, he's a UFC fighter. He's always claimed to be the king of Miami.
And what's his name?
Jorge.
Shout out to George, man.
I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover.
Don't.
That. Whipping work.
No, please don't.
Hallelujah.
Don't.
One nation.
Stop.
Under God.
Real.
Real hustle.
Getting money. Real. Start.
From the beginning.
Well, are you a headphone guy? You don't have to.
I ain't tripping.
Okay,
if
okay.
I don't need it, I won't even do it.
Okay, okay. Then I'm gonna make sure sometimes throughout the podcast that that's in front of you.
Just let me know. Just keep me posted.
Okay. All right. Dylan, maybe pull this forward a little bit.
Which?
This mic, so it doesn't have to come over his shoulder. Of course. So this is actually the first podcast that we've done.
Ever done.
And you're our debut guest.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, Rick Ross.
It's number one already.
Goddamn, Rick Ross is in the house.
We in the building.
That's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. We are in Miami today with Rick Ross. It's a beautiful day. We are honored to have you. Huge fans, man, for a while.
It's all good, man. I'm happy to be here. Much love. Y'all been hustling. And I see you jumping off ring ropes. You know what I mean? You're doing everything you got to do.
Yeah, man.
We can't stop.
I'm so sore, Rick.
Yeah.
That was 2 days ago. I was flying through the air, landing on full grown.
What'd that feel like?
It hurts, dude. It hurts. Because, you know, I came from YouTube, right? And then I started WWE. And, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect. And all of a sudden, I'm finding out this stuff really is painful. Like, it's really painful. The mat isn't bouncy. It's not like you think it's a trampoline, right?
No. I can already imagine. But look, what's the best advice Hulk Hogan gave you?
I haven't spoken to him yet.
Nah.
I know.
What a loser.
You wasn't a Hulkster?
I am, but I haven't personally spoken to him.
Oh, man, you got to reach out to the homie.
I know. We were supposed to link up actually 2 days ago, but I was just in the zone before my match. I just wanted to focus. It's hard, man. We got to get you in there, Rick. Running
I'm
ropes.
I'm going to keep it real. I do a lot of things, but I don't think I can do it.
Rick Ross is frog splashing off
man,
the top.
I couldn't do it.
Hey, what did you give us? This is great.
This is rum. This is the best rum. Bumble. This is Bumble rum.
Is it your brand?
Oh, man, this is a brand I really rock with.
You know amazing, man? Bro. They came in and they started putting down all these brands, this poster, everything. I'm like,
man.
I mean, you have expanded beyond music.
You already know. We got to.
Yeah.
That's the only way we know how to move.
Would you say you're a businessman or a business man?
Man, you know the way Hov did that. That was a one of one. You know what I mean? But we all purpose. We gonna make it happen.
You're getting money everywhere. I was talking to the team before we started. And,
when I walked up, I was like, "Why me and Prime ain't doing nothing? I got some ideas for."
I asked the same question.
Yeah, I got some ideas for Prime. So. Prime.
Hey, you're right. Dude, this is delicious. I don't like rum. This is amazing.
Oh, no, this is most definitely very smooth. There's nothing hard about it. You know what I mean?
Wow, it's like a little sweet. It's like honey in it or something?
It kind of feel like cinnamon, honey kind of vibe.
So good, dude. Yeah. It makes me very happy when I see people who are so good at one thing and known for one thing. You're obviously like known primarily for your music. When I see them expand successfully into other verticals, because it means, you know, you have leveraged your position to expand the success. You really are hustling every day, Rick.
We really are. We really are. You know what I'm saying? And I said something about that on my story either this morning or yesterday, just saying the instincts that I apply in my music, I may not use those same instincts when it come to other business ventures.
Mm-mm.
You know, we follow the same heart, we follow the same hustle, but sometimes things are different. And you just gotta just master whatever it is you're doing. Take a few losses that come with the game, as long as you finish on top. That's the only thing that counts.
Is it common knowledge that you mow your own lawn?
I think everybody in Fayetteville, they kind of know. You know what I'm saying? when the weather's right and they see that big tractor out there.
You got the tractor? You're mowing your lawn.
Like a John Deere or something like that?
One time for John Deere.
Wow.
Yeah, I got the one with the radio, the AC in it. I tinted the windows.
You got a full-on like cabin tractor?
Oh, yeah. I jump in one of those, no shirt.
Because your property.
Gold chain on.
Your property's massive, right?
Without a doubt.
How many acres you mowing?
Man, I'm not even sure now. I believe close to 400.
So many acres.
But no, you know, when I go out and mow the yarn, mow the lawn, I had a homies with me too. So we got a bunch of other smaller tractors. So when they see the big one out, they know that's the boss.
Dude, that's the friendship I aspire to have.
No, that's the friendship.
All your homies on the weekend, like, yo, what y'all
mowing? Yeah, let's cut the grass. No, that's some of the coolest shit ever. It's some of the coolest shit ever. On lunch break and we all looking at each other, dirty and shit, dusty. It's like, yo, we got a real bond.
Oh, man. That's cool as shit, dude. We got to start doing that, guys.
Then we got to go to Wingstop.
Yeah.
There it is.
Always.
You got into Wingstop at kind of like a great time for chicken. It's crazy to say, but chicken's kind of having like its heyday right now.
Oh, man.
Like, you look at, I don't want to say the other, I'm not going to say the other brand because that would be.
You could say the other brand.
All right, Dave's Hot right now is like one of the, you know, highest, like fastest growing restaurants in the world. Is the fastest growing restaurant on the planet right now. At least as it pertains to fast casual. Everywhere.
Is it?
Everywhere. I don't think it's in Miami because I don't think the King of Miami would allow that, bro.
No. All we got to do is sit down and have a conversation.
You can't compete. He ain't going to do a deal with Gatorade.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, it's true.
Sometimes you do things behind doors. Sometimes you don't discuss everything on the platforms.
Yeah. He's right, Mikey. Business is business.
That is true.
You know?
Am I about to be fired? Why are you looking at me like that while saying that?
No. You're not pulling your weight, is what I meant to tell you. Now's a good time to tell you. Rick, would you describe your voice as gruff?
It's big business.
Yeah.
It's big business. It's big money.
For sure.
You know what I mean? When it's time for me to turn up and drop some weight, I could drop some. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I love clarity. I love for it to be smooth in certain times. And then sometimes you just gotta, you know, you gotta get a little nasty. I'm sure it's like that in the ring. You know, they tell you to keep it, you know, above the waist, but sometimes you just gotta make sure they, you know.
Some days are BMF, some days are Aston, you know, Martin music.
Yeah, might some be days diced you gotta be pineapple. Sweet.
That's right.
Some days it might just be sliced pear, you know?
I have to ask about pears. Today, what's your relationship like with pears?
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't eaten as much pear, you know what I mean?
Is that the plural?
As I would like to. Yeah, that was the way I put it. You know what I mean?
Why do you like pears so much?
Man, I love them. I love green pears, the soft ones. When you bite into them,
so
the juice runs into my beard.
So good.
How does that sound, Christine?
Is that your girl?
That's my love.
Right there. Amazing.
You brought her. Hi. Oh, yo, you came to the Karate Combat event the other night.
I did.
Because I host that league.
Yeah.
I turned around, I saw you, and you were up on a throne.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, like, I mean this in the best way, I thought you were with Teyana Taylor for a second, because you got that same type of vibe.
See, that's what I was saying at the beginning of the podcast.
No, that's a compliment though, right?
No, most definitely.
No, the short hair.
No, not everything's
racist.
No.
His was about a beard, her was about a hair, bro.
Teyana is most definitely a mega star.
I'm saying.
And so most definitely that's a compliment.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, even when you look back and, you know, you see that vibe.
Yeah.
Are you ever like trying to go viral, or are you just being yourself and things pop off and catch? Like when
when I wake up in the morning and I hit a blunt, I just know it's a viral day. What the fuck am I gonna say that's gonna go viralization? We don't know yet, but it's a viral day. So let's put on a cool t-shirt. Let's like the join up. Let's post some Luke Bella and we finna go viral. It's easy.
Dude, your energy's fucking awesome. Like, are you ever sad? I feel like you're just radiating positivity at all times.
Sad? I wouldn't use that word. I would never use sad.
Like bad days?
Rosé don't get sad. Is it rough days or do I have days that don't go the way I would want them to do? Of course. But when you're a boss, it's like, how do we fix it now? Fuck it. We woke up with some... some whole shit going on, but how do we fix it?
So you're not complaining?
Nah.
Shit. I love to complain. I love to complain.
Nah, we not pulling off in a car. We not speeding off. Fuck, motherfucker! Nah.
You don't do that ever, bro? Just for fun?
I'm going to just be honest. Nah. It's like if there's some shit going on, I just say a few bad words to it. Pussy motherfuckers got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And then you light the joint back up and we back. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like it's fixed.
But nothing physical? Like you don't ever like shoot a pillow or something like that?
Nah.
Like punch a...
shoot a pillow?
No, I love my pillows. I love my pillows. She makes sure the pillows don't get between us
can
at
can
night.
Can I ask an honest question? Is there ever pillow disputes? Every night. Ooh. I knew it. This has to be a thing in relationship. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have my pillow disputes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We fight over the pillow.
Yeah, it's something about this real small pillow I got. It's like it fit
right
in the cuff of my arm. She be hating on it though.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. What's your arrangement? Just one on the head, one under the arm?
Yeah, yeah. No. One in the head and then I cuff her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
see, I have a leg pillow as well. Keep that spine kind of aligned. Like my legs together, I don't know.
I mean, if you done been suplexed 800 times, I'm sure you need that alignment.
Can I ask the rich people a question for a sec?
Why not?
If you got all this money, both of y'all, why don't you just buy more pillows? You know what I'm saying? Just buy more, have more pillows. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest. I've never really heard of no one really pillow shopping. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see you just saying, yo, I'm going to look for a thigh pillow or whatever it
that's,
is.
That's mean. Why.
Rick, they got pillow sommeliers for that type of shit.
What's the last word?
Sommeliers, like a wine sommelier where they bring all the wine out. They got that for pillows.
Yeah.
You go to, you know, Bed Bath &
Beyond. I never heard that word, though. That was cool.
You never had a person bring a decanter out for a nice bottle of red, you and your girl, or it's Valentine's Day. They pour.
But that wasn't a sommelier.
I was thinking of Somalians. Yeah. I don't know. So, are you the king of Miami, dude? Like, honestly, dude. Jorge Masvidal said you're not.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest.
He didn't say that.
But the beautiful thing about it is it's so much money out here in Miami.
Shmoney.
It's a lot.
How many times you done live on Sunday? Do you have
too
the
many.
Record?
Nah, I done broke the record. Dave Grubman will let you know.
Yeah. Travis.
We do a lot of business together. But the beautiful thing about Miami is it's enough yachts for everyone. Mm. You know? But it's not many mansions on Star Island. It's a select few of those, but it's a lot of money out here. So it's a lot of heavyweights. But who you spoke to that said it?
Oh, Jorge Masvidal.
Who is that?
He's a UFC fighter, a big dog, and he's always claimed to be the king of Miami.
Oh, and what's his name?
Jorge.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Oh man, this is crazy, bro.
Shout out to George, man.
Hey, can I have some more?
Yeah, that's George. Anybody that know I'm calling George now. Say Rosé, say your name, George.
Yo, you didn't see that knockout versus Ben Askren, bro. It was quick. Ben Askren. Do you remember that UFC fight where that guy, the fight started and the dude just ran out and flying kneed the dude right at the beginning of the fight?
I may have seen it. I may have.
He's got the quickest knockout in UFC history.
Yeah.
Was it?
He's cool. And by the way, I have to argue that he's the king of Miami. I love George.
It's not an argument.
I love George.
No, I mean, if he did a knee, congratulations. I mean, you did the knee. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to George. He did the knee.
We ain't doing this Masvidal slander.
Shout out to George, man.
Can't slander George.
You did the knee. You jumped from the free throw with the knee.
He really did.
Come on, he's one of the greats.
No, he's cool. You guys would kick it. But there can only be one king of Miami, and I feel like that's a title a lot of people like to.
Yeah.
Blessed himself.
Yeah,
with.
Who I mean Grubman would probably claim, but he wouldn't claim it, but he's definitely good at tennis.
Can I have some more?
Of course.
Wow. It's delicious, man.
My girl claims to be the king of Miami a lot of times, dude, to be honest with you.
Your girl?
Yeah, Sarah. Sweet Sarah Lee's. You grew up here, right?
Yeah.
And you had a pretty wild life here in Miami. You've been through
Kara City, pretty cool. I love it. Kara City, Miami.
Thank you, boss.
Right in the heart of Miami.
Hey, hey, hey. Roses are red, violets are blue. Trim your guys and your day will thank us too. Valentine's Day is knocking and Manscaped is the remedy for what the love doctor ordered. His prescription, the all-new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, designed to elevate your grooming game and shine like the heartthrob you are. Wink face. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com to snag 20% off plus free shipping with the code Logan. But let's talk about the hero, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Mow your lawn like Rick Ross. This electric trimmer features skin-safe technology, guarding your V-Day treasure against any grooming mishaps. It's waterproofed, and for a happy ending, there's the Manscaped Refine Cologne. It's the Valentine's Day touch to your grooming routine. Elevate your grooming routine and set the stage for a romantically smooth celebration. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping if you use the code Logan at manscaped.com, because your grooming upgrade awaits. Ready to charm your Valentine's dates. Back to the show. You do.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Very clearly think different, you move different, you're not really playing the same game as a lot of your peers, I feel like, but you obviously have this innate talent. Like you were born with this ability to think, and especially just your voice, you know. When did you realize like, oh, I have a thing, I sound good on tracks?
You really don't know how good you sound till you get a certain reaction from the streets. You know, you could sit up in the room. I was sitting up in the room. By the time I was in the 8th grade, I felt I was gifted when it came to writing records. I knew how to structure songs, write a chorus, write a verse. But how good is it? You don't know yet until you get a certain reaction. You run up to artists. You see artists all the time. Yo, I got a hit record. How do you know that's a hit record? Until it's a hit record.
But you know you sound good. Like people have this talent.
Understood. I had a vibe.
Yeah.
I began writing for other artists, you know, before I ever, you know, blew. But you don't really know how far you could take it until you get a reaction. Mm. Do you believe in yourself? Yeah, you could believe in yourself as much as you want to. But the reality of it is how big am I going to get? You got to body slam that first motherfucker.
Yeah.
You got to DDT a motherfucker and get
you
that
did.
Reaction.
Yeah, you did with hustling for sure.
And where are you getting the reaction from? Because you got it in a way that a lot of rappers want to get it. Like you look at people from the past like Jada, who got a ton of love from the streets but never really had that commercial success. And then you look at people like Drake, who got commercial success, but people will say that a lot of people on the block aren't listening to him. You had both. You had people, you had hit records, you had the streets fucking with you in Miami, New York. I'm from the East Coast. You had people in LA listening to you, like everybody was listening to your shit. Did having both the street respect and the commercial support kind of like really give you the desire to like keep going?
You gotta realize when you make music for 10 years without a reaction, it don't have nothing to do with the streets and the acceptance no more. You doing that out of your passion. Mm-hmm. That's your love. Mm-hmm. And because of the time I put in, that's what made me the type of artist that could get responses from both sides. So I believe that come with that grind that I had to go through. Seen a lot of niggas come up 2 years later, boom, big records. 5 years later, you didn't even remember them. You know what I mean? So everybody's story a little different. Mine most definitely the biggest.
Well, that's the hardest part about what you do in just the media industry in general, is just staying relevant. Like that's the most impressive thing to me. The fact that you've been able to, be relevant and popping for this long is insane, man. I remember watching Django Unchained.
Yeah, yeah.
What, 2012 or whatever year that was? And 100 Black Coffins come on, and me and my boys go crazy. We're like, damn, yo, Rick Ross, he has infiltrated Hollywood now. Holy shit. Did Quentin Tarantino approach you for that film?
I was on the set of the film. I was on the set of the film.
Just hanging out?
I was on the set. One time for Jamie Foxx. That's Jamie Foxx's business partner right there.
Breon. Shout out Breon.
Shout out Breon Prescott. So yes, sir. It was one of them things. So any movie set Jamie on, Roselle pull up. And most definitely Quentin Tarantino, that was, you know, still is my favorite director of all time. So anything he was working on, so I was on the movie set. So during the shootout and shit, I started rapping right then.
No fucking way.
Yeah, 100 black coffins. I saw motherfuckers dying. I said, huh, 100 black coffins. And it was just
no way. Just, so, wait, so then did Quentin say, I like that? Can you cut me a record?
Don't stop.
No fucking way.
And I said, it's too easy.
That's insane.
Give me the email.
Insane. Oh, man, he's so good. There's something about art that is so, the spontaneity of it can make it so fucking beautiful. Like the fact that you're just on set and he was able to incorporate a modern day hip hop record with, you know, an old Western, a violent old Western was so cool, man.
And the fact Rosé could put it together like that.
No, it's insane.
That's what made it even, you know what I mean?
On the spot.
Right there. It was too easy.
Bruh. What has been hard? Has there ever been a record where you maybe you sent over your verse to someone and they responded like, I'm not sure. Maybe this.
No, that happened with me and Kanye. Yeah, that happened with me and Kanye in the studio with Kanye. And I don't even think it was more about my verse not being dope. It may have been just how fast I wrote it.
Mm.
Was that on Live Fast? Live Fast, Die Young?
No, not Live Fast, Die Young. That was actually Devil in a
Blue Dress. Oh my God, that song.
So what happened? Kanye said.
Yeah, we was in the studio. They played the, you know, we going through beats, vibes. And we decided this was the record we gonna work on next. Cool, it's too easy. I took the beat, went in another room, wrote it, laid it, came back. It may have been 30 minutes later. I played it. I know it was fire. And he looked at me like, damn. Rosé, I want you to dig deeper.
damn.
Oh, okay. That's what we doing. Cool, I went back in. Next time I came back, undeniable.
Okay, because it was Kanye, is that the reason you didn't tell him to go fuck himself? Like, what if someone else?
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that. Let's say if I was in a room with a much smaller artist than myself, and if he genuinely came to me and said, Rosé, I know you could do better. I may have gave the nigga a look like, but is this a sincere challenge to the bezel, AKA ravioli? It's too easy then. And I may have went back in and smoked them.
Really?
Yeah.
Made a classic.
If it was genuine, you know, if you really feel like this not gonna help the situation, that's what I'm here for. And it's not hard at all.
Well, I mean, your industry, I mean, you know this, man. It's just like any industry with a bunch of successful people in it, ego's running rampant, and you're an artist.
And that's fine. It's a difference between an ego and, you know, niggas who really, are you really about business? Is this about your ego? Or is this about us making history?
Mm. Do you think Kanye was right?
He was right. Because what we came up with was magic. Looking at my bitch, I bet you it's a bone. Mm. Looking at my wrist, it'll turn your ass to stone. Mm. And, yeah.
Do you have a creative process, or you feel like you kind of got touched by God a little bit when it comes to?
Without a doubt, it was a gift by God. But when I smoked that high tolerance, and I sip the finest bubbles, the combination is deadly.
It's not so exquisite. It's so exquisite. The finest bubbles. Man, that's awesome, man. Is your relationship with weed a healthy one?
Very.
What's it like? Are you smoking 24 hours?
It's love. It's love. It's success. When the music come on and I'm hot and I'm in the right zone, I see the music in colors. The beat is blue, it's red, it's yellow.
Mm.
I hear the wind and then leaves blowing behind me because of the weed.
And you're just flowing.
Oh, without a doubt, it's too easy.
Some true artist shit. I think I have a weed problem a little bit. So I have to really like monitor my relationship with it. That's why I ask. Everyone has a different relationship.
Why you think it's a problem? I mean, you fucking WWE.
Yeah, but I'm not smoking weed at the moment. I enjoy marijuana.
And I mean, if you can't say it on camera, that's cool, but.
Nah, I can do whatever. Yeah, nah, it's a good thing. Dude, man. I love weed. I love weed. It's true, but I also know that if I smoke too much of it, I don't become productive like you. Like for a little bit, yeah, my creativity especially will spike, but then I'll start smoking in the day versus just at night, which is kind of my comfort zone. And I smoke weed to turn off my brain. I'm going crazy in there at all times, and it's nice to just shut off. I want to relax and just be super present, because I'm often not very present. I'm thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ahead. That's a
ain't
long
nothing wrong with that.
I know, but sometimes I want to shut off. So I use weed as a kind of a vehicle to get me to relax, and then I start getting too comfortable with that feeling of.
And then you have a manic
nothingness.
Episode. And then you have then I, withdrawals then I, then I trying to fight a, your friends. Then I, then instead I, of mowing the grass dude, with them, bro.
Yeah.
You should like, come to the promised land and mow the grass.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You should. Why not?
Yeah. I gotta start mowing the grass.
Man, mow the grass.
I got no lawn. I got no real like lawn in Puerto Rico, and that disappoints me. I don't have a lawn.
If you get a smaller mower, just don't get the big tractor. Get like the one that you push that has the spinning blade. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, of course.
It just spins around. Yeah. It's got the blade on it.
You got to watch him. You got to watch him. Get the one with the AC and the radio.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
No, but his lawn is only...
I have no lawn.
It's the size of this carpet, bro. You wouldn't even be able to park the tractor on it.
And in Puerto Rico, that's a beautiful spot. You could get you some nice property.
I know. It disappoints me, man. I have no lawn.
Well, you'll have some soon. A few more suplexes. Yeah.
Well, nobody in that neighborhood really has a lawn. It's kind of like a lawnless neighborhood.
It's a bit lawnless. Are you following any combat sports? I know you went to karate combat.
I went to karate combat the other night. You know, I love to see all the shit. Right now, the shit that's coming up a lot on my page is the slap contest.
Oh, yeah. Would you ever do that?
Of course not.
It's insane.
It's so dumb.
You like it?
Anybody. Give me a chance to smack you open-handed. I'll fucking.
Hey, put the mic to you. Rick, do you know who this is?
No.
Guess.
George. I'm George.
What's happening, George?
Jorge. No, that's not. That's not
Jorge. That we was. Yeah,
yeah. No, he's not.
I'm Logan's dad.
Okay.
That's my father.
Great rum.
It's crazy, right?
Oh, it's so good.
It's insane how good that is.
It's smooth.
I'd call it dangerous a little bit.
It's smooth, man.
I mean, I can see that in my coffee in the morning.
Oh, man.
You know? I put that in there with my Captain Crunch.
I might have to try that.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, with that coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so what are you saying, GP?
So the slap contest, that's the dumbest thing in the world. You're going to stand there and let somebody hit you, and then if they drop you, you don't get a chance to get up.
No, you do. You get 10 seconds.
No, you smoke.
You got to get up after 10 seconds. But yeah, I'll drop anybody. If you're going to stand there and let me hit you open-handed, I will fucking drop anybody.
I guarantee Dana White will hire you to slap people. If you're about it, I can get you a job.
I'm going to keep it real. My ratio has been pretty solid out here, too.
Thing is, though, I don't want to get it back.
Oh, you just want to be able to smack. You don't want to get
smacked.
No,
I'm not going to stand there and let you hit me. Screw
well,
that.
Well, that's half the battle, Greg.
No.
All bark, no bark.
Hit him right, it's easy to drop.
So you got to swing first.
Yeah.
You got to drop him first, and then they won't get to hit you back.
Right. I'm good with that. Yeah, let me go first. I'm going to drop him, then the contest is over.
We're going to get you this contract.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my dad, appreciate man. Real salt of the earth kind of guy. Chops his own wood, mows his own lawn.
That's what I'm talking about.
With a pair of scissors, he's really about that manual labor life.
Precise.
Are you close with your dad?
Oh man, rest in peace, man. Oh, soul, shit. Rest in peace. God damn it. Most definitely. That's a real. He was
Who
a
does
real G.
PDFs, bro?
Yeah.
Mom.
That's my baby. We was out at dinner last night.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
We celebrated my birthday last night, Kiki on the River.
Oh, you were there?
Damn. Okay, let's ask
That's how...
Yes.
Fuck. Maybe it was
his fault.
No, because I don't want to throw him under the bus.
I'll do it then.
I'll just say this. I'll say this. We can bleep it. My boy Johnny Manziel was supposed to do this show today, Johnny Football, before you.
I seen him last night.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did. Guess who didn't show up to do the fucking show? Because he told me, he's like, yo, I'm going to go to Kiki for a little bit. I said, Johnny, are you sure that's a good idea? We got a 12 o'clock. I'm good, he said, and then I'm just going to go see Travis live for a few minutes. I said, Johnny, don't do that, bro. Call me at 9 in the morning like, hey, man, bad news.
I'm going to bed.
He goes, I ended up meeting up with Rick last night. I'm like, Rick who? Oh, Rick Ross. Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, my God,
that's
bro.
Crazy. But no, but Rick showed up. So
it's too easy.
But what happened? You know when to cut it off, when to go home.
It's too easy. It's too easy for a boss, man.
Maybe
this is what we do. Yes. That's what it is. Once you decide what the goals are, you know, and once you determine, you stick to the script. Let's do it.
Did you go to Live too?
Of course not.
Damn. What could you? You don't fuck with Trav?
No, I shut it down last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I shut it down last night just so I could be on point this week. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Yesterday was my birthday. This,
oh,
so,
shit. Happy
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Much love.
Much love.
Cool. Yeah, so tonight, you know, this whole week, we're going to be doing our thing. So we're going to be moving tonight. We're going to the Heat game. And Friday, we're going to end up at Liv.
Performing?
Yeah, we're going to have a good time at Liv.
You stay busy, man.
Why not, man?
You,
that's what we love to do.
You perform, and how much of it is work and how much of it is just, I love doing this. I love entertaining people.
That depends on the vibe of the venue. If I walk into the venue and it's got that rosé feeling, oh, man, you know, it's a certain feeling that I get where I would have done this for free.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's certain spots you go to where, you know, it's just the connection may not be there. You know, that's far and in between, but it's just some spots where you just like, yo, let's stick and move.
So I've seen this happen to DJ Khaled a couple of times where he'll go to perform and like no one's there or like vibing with him.
I saw that clip. And I think some of it was like an audio problem with the audience. You couldn't hear him, but I did see that clip.
So it has to happen. Like, what if you go to a venue where like you're just, I don't know, it's not your crowd. You know, you're solely there to get paid, but I don't know, they're not
who's
vibing.
Who's
not
with Rick
you.
Ross crowd? The public library,
dude. Like, I don't know. Has it happened where you show up and you're like, shit, I'm not connecting with these people at the moment. And in your head, do you get over that?
Most definitely. If I come on stage, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But when I come out to, I'm a boss. I come out to pop that. I come out to BMF. Yeah, it's very few spots you go to where they not going to rock with you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
sure.
saying? Of course, I've been to places where I wish the crowd was, you know, much bigger. But that ain't what we here for. You know what I'm saying? I done been paid to come and perform in fucking huge companies where they only had 50 people there. They just, because they just wanted to all shake your hand and you do a few songs, but can we all get one picture type shit?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Where it wasn't about the crowd. It was just about the connection. So whatever it is, I'm gonna go enjoy this shit. Let's
Another
go.
Great venue in Miami is 11 Nightclub.
I love 11.
Yeah, I think I saw you perform there one time.
Without
a
doubt.
Performing there?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, that's they gave us this house to do the show. Today,
11 is the spot.
Mark Roberts,
no. 11.
Nope. I 11, made all that up.
11 is the spot.
Mike, Mark
Mike
Roberts
Simpkins.
Owns 11.
Mike, Mark this Roberts is Mike. Simpkins Mark Roberts
Mark,
is Mike,
Mark,
Simpkins.
Mike Simpkins.
They're the same person. They're same person.
One human.
That's good. One person got y'all debating that name. That was dope right there.
Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah.
George.
George, what'd it do?
Look, I wanted to ask you something because you're a person who has lived a lot of life, and with a lot of life comes a lot of knowledge.
Believe that.
But with even more life, that knowledge turns into wisdom.
Mm.
Experience is the bridge from knowledge to wisdom. And we have a predicament here. I want you to pull up this video.
Oh, is that why you were secretly tapping me right now? Sorry, I didn't get the thing.
You're drinking too much rum, dude. Listen, no.
Hold on a sec.
There's There's a problem. There's a problem. You come home to a problem.
It's too easy.
Like this
we
woman.
We fix all problems.
We want you to give some advice on what you would do in this situation.
It's too easy.
Can you hear this though?
Play it.
I'm sorry. I just, we can cut around this.
No, we're not going to cut around it.
I'm home and my driveway's gone.
What used to be a concrete slab outside 1438 Bethesda Street is now a patch of dirt that she didn't ask for. Someone took her driveway as she was trying to get ready for Christmas. Of all the things. Her driveway as she was trying to get ready for Christmas. Of all the things that you worry about getting stolen.
What's the problem?
You got no driveway.
Driveway stolen, getting ready for Christmas.
It's gone.
What's the problem?
Found a driveway.
The driveway's gone.
You want to drive home and you want to park your Aventador, right?
Patch of dirt?
Just pull up to the door.
It's
grass.
It's a fucking uneven
surface. You never been drunk and pulled up to the grass? Leave it on the street. Fuck it. It's an Aventador.
You got no driveway.
Leave it on the street. How dare you write a fucking ticket and leave it on my Lamborghini? Don't you ever disrespect the brand.
Yeah.
How do you, what about finding the people that took your driveway?
Yeah, like, you ever addressed the problem? Your driveway's gone, man.
It might have been time for a new driveway.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
It's too easy.
You might want the driveway with the fake grass that's splitting in between it.
Yeah.
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 Or turn the whole fucking driveway slant.
Upside down.
Why not?
Who gives a shit?
Damn.
We like driveways.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes life hits you with problems you don't even expect.
Sometimes it does.
You know?
I feel like being in LA, it's only a matter of time before my driveway gets stolen. I feel 100%, like it's going to happen.
100%.
You ever go to that there, Los Angeles?
I go out there sometimes.
It's Wild West out there.
You ever use bear traps?
Of course not.
You drink coffee in the morning?
Yeah. I drink Dolce & Gabbana, which is, what's that we have?
Dolce & Leche. Dolce & Leche. My girl's Cuban, bro. She's cracking up, bro. Yeah. Dolce & Leche is fire.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Turned into a fashion
if
brand.
You ever go to the Sky Coffee spot, the airplane looking coffee spot on Brickell, say Rosé sent you. They're going to give you the Dolce & Gabbana.
She lives in Brickell. How do you not know about this place? You're supposed to be a Dolce & Leche expert.
Yeah, you got to know about the Sky Coffee spot.
You do make your Cubans are real passionate about Dolce & Leche.
That's dope.
Rick, the other day, I caught my fiance, who's sitting somewhere over here. She's over there in the green. I caught her singing a Kendrick Lamar's song, Humble. She was going like this. Don't give me that look. She was going like this. Mi amor, sit down. Mi amor, sit down. And I said, yo,
what?
Stop. What?
What? Right on the spot. Are you saying?
Say, yeah. Why was she? She goes, me amor, sit down. I said, the lyric is be humble. And I showed her 100 black coffins today. And he said, so he's got a bad cough? And she's Danish. With all due respect,
she doesn't speak English.
She speaks English well, but sometimes hearing English words, specifically in music, is hard for her to interpret. Is there ever any time where people just don't understand your rap lyrics at all, or come up to you like, "Yo, I love what you were saying," or and they have it completely wrong, and you have to be like, "Yeah, man."
If they do, they usually keep it to themselves.
Yeah,
usually, and me being where I've traveled to places where no one speaks English. But they will rap my lyrics in English as soon as the song is over. They clip all that shit off right there. Man, I've seen that. I've witnessed that.
I'm getting
great audiences.
I'm getting the death stare.
Sorry. She's pissed.
She's Danish.
Yo, I saw you on a.
Oh, you see, you keep saying that. What's that?
Danish.
She's Danish.
She's from Denmark.
Denmark. Yeah.
So, okay. So she moved actually here to Miami at 18. Okay. And she didn't speak any English. They had to learn English. And she unlearned her accent, but occasionally, she's very smart, but occasionally some words will slip out that, I, you know, one time she told me that John Cena was invincible. I said, no, John Cena's invisible.
Oh, but that could happen to anybody. That could happen to anybody. Yeah, a lot of people make those mistakes. Sometimes that's not just being a Danish.
But how would you deal with your wife if she was a bigger fan of John Cena than, let's say, yours?
How I'm, would you a, deal I'm with a bigger that? Fan of John Cena than me.
Okay.
Nah. We all have people we like. Like I don't.
I just like to go.
Hey, Rick, got your back.
Yo, I saw you on a stream the other day with my little brother Aiden Ross, and I want to ask you your thoughts about the streaming culture and how it contributes to hip hop right now. But I also want to ask you if you bought his roles off him.
No, I didn't.
You didn't buy it?
No. I already had the Cullinan.
Yeah.
I had the new joint with the, it's called the Saint Charles Saint, some shit like that.
So Aiden's is trash, right?
No. No. His shit is really dope.
Yeah.
His shit is really dope. And when I double back around, if he still got it in a month or two, you never know.
He will. He got it it's sitting at the warehouse.
It was dope though. That interior dope.
What'd you think about working with Aiden?
He cool. Cool. Every time we ever came across each other, spoke, he cool. So when it come to cool motherfuckers being a part of the culture, that's always a plus. That's always a plus.
Cause that streaming is a contributor right now. There's a lot, you know, Drake's.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's cool. And long as it's pushing the culture and it's coming from different angles, that's always some dope shit.
Do you know who Kai Cenat is by
yeah,
any chance?
I do. Yeah.
Have you done anything with him?
We done most definitely spoke certain times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's kind of he's doing his thing. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, because it's do you ever consider or did you do anything with Aiden to push it, like to promote anything or like
not necessarily.
Right.
You know, I'm still a old school hustler where if I come across them, it'll just be on some genuine shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then we come across them, we'll rep Too Good to Be True, shit like that. But on the week of, Breon was telling me all the little homies' names. Hey, let's get them on the phone. And really, we got on the phone with everybody, said what's up, but it wasn't like no real link up shit. We'll holler. Ain't no rush.
Yeah, Breon's locked in, bro.
He pays
attention to all the socials because you can't ignore it anymore. I think there was a while where people were like, oh, I'm traditional. Like, I'm not going to do that stuff. But it's gotten too big. It's gotten to a point where you can't ignore social media anymore.
I think you should just watch everything that's a vibe. Regardless of how many streams it get, if the shit a vibe, it's a vibe. You know what I mean? Because 9 times out of 10, if it got a vibe, it'll be popping if it's next year, 5 years later anyway.
Are you ever watching stuff?
Personally? I do, yeah.
Streaming, Netflix.
Netflix all the time.
Yeah.
We just what they call it when you watch the whole season in
binge,
one day.
Binge. Yeah. What show?
Binge watch.
Griselda.
Oh, yeah. The new shit.
We just binge Griselda every episode. And now I'm just thinking if anybody from Netflix watching, I saw after the last episode you gave the details of what year she died and all that, but that don't mean the shit over with. Season 2, not show us when she got back to Medellin after being released. Let's run it again.
Ricky Ross wants more. He wants more.
Oh, I didn't even, dude, I feel dumb. I didn't even know. It's about Griselda Blanco.
Facts.
Fuck, I didn't even, I just saw the name. I just saw the name showing up a lot. I didn't know if it was just someone's grandma.
Nah, that's Griselda Blanco.
The godmother.
This shit dope too.
What about you personally on social media? You scrolling Instagram? I do. TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how you know about these young streamers and stuff.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Sharp. That's definitely, I think, important to stay it's at least like, knowledgeable about what's going on.
I mean, everybody don't got to do everything, but if you fuck with it, you fuck with it. If you love it, you love it. You know what I mean? Since I was a youngster, the whole culture, you know, it's just something I love. The sneakers I love. Mm. The flannels, whatever it is, I love it. I want to see it. And not only do I want to see it, I want to see it first. And not only do I want to see it first, I want to buy it. And not only buy it, I want to buy it first.
Yeah.
Let's find who can get it to us first. And that's what these platforms are really for, to really stay tapped in.
Yeah.
Stay ahead. Are you tapped in with the new rappers? Do you stay up to date with what hip hop is doing nowadays? And how do you feel about the state of hip hop right now?
Man, I just love to see hustlers hustle. And it's like, it's almost like when I make an opinion of a young nigga, I put myself in that same predicament. So maybe I show maybe a little more love to young niggas than maybe somebody else would. because it took me 15 years before I got a reaction for one of my records. Mm-hmm. When 10 years before that, I was writing records for others and I'd be in the club and they was fucking with it. I was like, damn.
Yeah, you know the struggle.
Yeah.
You've been there.
I let's keep going.
For sure.
They love our pen. Now they just got to get the whole vision of what we bring into the table.
Do you fuck with any other floor? Do you like Kodak? Are you friends with Kodak and shit?
That's the homie, without
yeah.
a doubt.
Yeah.
He was in the Super Bowl with me last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Without a doubt.
You going this year?
I'm not sure.
What we got? Chiefs 49ers?
Chiefs 49ers. Who you got?
I got to go with Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is a prime athlete. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mahomes.
You think I saw a tweet today that said someone said the NFL was rigged. How perfect it was with Taylor and Travis and the Chiefs having all the success right after the fact. You think anything's going on inside there?
Do I think it's rigged? I don't think it's rigged. Is it big business? Of course it's big
business.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Of course. I mean, you got to realize it come down to getting money. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some money. I'm not going to say too much because I look forward to being an owner one day.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, same. I don't think it's rigged by any means, but it is just like some stories are so perfectly told. And I think this is definitely one year, especially with T-Swift's involvement.
Yeah, what do you think about Taylor Swift? Do you think some people said she's a psyop? Like she's a plant, bro. What? She's been put there by
that's that Illuminati.
Yeah,
talk
yeah,
type
exactly.
Shit.
But that, once again, Mr. Ross, this is it's not me sad. Saying this. I would never claim such a thing.
I could tell you from an
that's
inside
the homie
source.
Girl, she had the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think
they can't help if she sold 100 million records?
Yeah,
she gotta date somebody.
True.
Jeez.
True. She needs some inspo.
They think it's a conspiracy. Oh my God.
They think everything's a conspiracy, right?
No, it's crazy. Niggas is crazy.
They're apparently really in love, Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's legit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's very cool. I wish he was performing at the halftime show. That would have been crazy.
It's just it would seem like it was a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Like what you were just talking about with like
what
the
would
rigging
be too much?
I don't know.
If Taylor Swift was dating Travis Kelce and also performed at the halftime show.
And they were in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
She should perform at the Super Bowl too.
Who is performing now?
He should hit Roger Goodell right now. Yo,
yeah.
Roger.
Yeah, 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 yo, yo. Yo, kick Usher out.
Big.
Let me get this.
Usher shine, but it's my girl. That's what I do for Christina. Matter of fact, y'all check our new app out, Christina Mackey.
What's the app?
Yeah, you already know.
What's the app?
Hit our page right now. What's the app, love? Yeah.
Is it fitness app?
Fitness.
Sick.
Oh, nice.
We may
sick.
Need you on there.
Nah, you know I
come
fitness,
on, man.
Bro. I'll be doing sit-ups.
Come on, man. It's about staying fit.
I was told you have 200 cars.
Yeah. My guy who keep up with my cars told me that, too.
What's your favorite one?
Cars. That's so many cars.
Hey, don't choke back there.
What's your favorite car?
If we talking old school, I'm going to say my 57 Chevy. I'm going to say that, you know what I mean? And not just because I got the most in it. And I got 15 versions of that same, you know, the 57, them trays, 55, 56, 57s.
Where do you put 200 cars?
I mean, you actually got to spread them out over several states. Yeah. So we got a few cribs over a few states.
That's true.
Yeah, shit is real.
I heard you have two cribs in Miami.
Two?
Is that true?
Shit, I got four in Davie alone. What you mean?
No way.
Yeah, it's different.
How do you keep track of just the keys even?
It's different. That's what the empire about.
That's
good. The family, the team, the homies.
Do you got a key watcher?
Something like that. You could call them that.
You went from keys to keys.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna let Nigel know.
Hey. Big shout out to Nikki and Mike Simpkins. You know why? We're at their house. And they own 11 Vodka and 11.
11 Nightclub is one of my favorite places. Shout out to the Simpkins.
You have kids? Forgive me. I should know this.
I do. I got beautiful kids.
How many?
Oh, man, they're beautiful. I'm not done yet.
Let's go.
I ain't gonna play like that. No.
Like Rick, the fitness app.
that's something that I keep very private, but that's really like some I'm most proud of.
For sure.
Yeah, because I you know, it's sometimes that you really just got to think in the future. What's gonna mean the most? You know, I know what they mean to me right now, but I'm just talking about when you get older. After all the success, after everywhere you've been, everything you've accomplished, when you just sit back and look at, you know, what's around you, and it's really close to you, and it mean a lot, I think that's going to be my best investment ever, my family.
I'm not sure there's a better source of fulfillment than seeing the people you brought into this world succeed and be happy and do what
Without
they want.
Without a doubt. Now imagine that when they infants and when they're actually, you know, achieving and accomplishing and carrying on that flag.
Yeah.
You know, it's something about that flag to me.
Are you the type of parent that will let them do and encourage them to do whatever they want to do? Or is this, do you have your own particular, like, I'd like if, you know, my kid was.
I most definitely have my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share that. But I believe what they want to do is much more important than what I want to do. And I get that from my mother. Because I was a star athlete in high school, got a scholarship. My mind wasn't on that. It was on getting money.
What sport?
Football.
What position?
You center.
No fucking way.
All day, baby.
Yo, you
know, Dade in Texas.
Snap?
Florida, of course.
Sick.
Florida and Texas, number one spots for athletes, football. And yeah, I was ranked number one center at the time. So I got a scholarship that I actually walked away from in not even 3 months. Soon as I got there, I knew this wasn't where my heart was.
Mm.
So
you're one of those dudes that just like
you got to follow your heart.
Yeah, you do. But when you told your parents, like, I don't want to do college. I want to pursue music. Was there any pushback?
It wasn't even that I want to pursue music. It was just what I knew for sure was this not for me. I love Albany State. I love the opportunity. You know how much I love football, but this not for me. And, you know, my mom just gave me that look like, well, you know best. You know what's best for you. And I'm going to trust you with that. And I said, shit, I got you. Let's go.
That's a powerful parenting technique.
Very powerful.
I think a lot of parents have a tough time letting go of that control.
Helicopter parents.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, that's just my opinion as a parent. Don't fight. Don't fight your child and where they heart taking them. You will never win that fight. Well, you won't win that race.
That's something like, I think when you bring a person into this world, even though they may be a part of you, they're their own individual.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, who knows what they're going to be into.
Without a doubt.
Like, you gotta
regardless
let them
of what plans you may have or what you may want to see, that's cool. That's beautiful, I'm sure. But you still got to let them follow their heart.
Yeah, facts.
And 9 times out of 10, it'd be better off if they did.
Yeah.
Do you follow all this, forget it. It's a shit transition. We're talking about parenting and just fucking, I was going to ask you about fucking Nicki Minaj and fucking Megan Thee Stallion.
What about it?
You pay attention to the rap beef?
I mean, of course it come across my page. You know what I mean?
Nicki dropped a response last night. I think it was last night, called Bigfoot. Do you think that you could go too far in rap beef, or you think it's all fair?
I really don't think you could go too far. I think, you know, this is sport. It's hip hop. You know what I mean? And it's about having that fun. I call it fun. You know what I mean? Megan got off her record. I'm believing, you know, if I'm wrong, let me know. She got off her joint.
Yep.
You know, Nicki, being the queen she is in the rap game, she responded, got off her record, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Do you think bringing dead parents into it is questionable, too far?
You know, I haven't heard anything about
Nicki
keeps
bringing up Megan's dead mom on it, like a lot.
Is she,
like
she
about
disrespecting
15 times.
Her dead mother?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
Well, you know, I haven't heard it. You know, I haven't
heard
it. Well,
it just dropped. That's not your.
I haven't heard it. It just dropped. I've done things too. You know, when I'm doing my thing too, when I'm at odds and I'm making my music, I've done things and said things too.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's fuck them.
The one beef related question I have is on Jay and Nas, because this is, I just want to ask you this. Who who won that beef? Like, lyrically. Obviously, we know who won it from a business standpoint. And that's not to knock Nas, because he's done very well for himself as well.
Who won it from a business standpoint?
I would assume Jay. Why? It's not, I mean, Nas has made some incredible investments. Some incredible investments. Actually, it's a good, that's a really good question.
And to me, hip-hop, that's what I do love about hip-hop, because it always go back to how much money a nigga got.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
Yeah.
You're a great example. No, you're a great example. Yeah, you see that? And I'm glad I'm the nigga that was sitting here. Everybody, that's clap up.
Yo, nah,
clap
hell,
up.
Nah.
Because that's what it come back to. How much money a nigga got. If you did all that rapping and all that capping, nigga, and they ain't got nothing to show for it, they don't fuck with you.
Oh, so, man. And you, and that wasn't the shit that, I was of course even that was. Asking about. Of course bro, I was asking about different rappers,
but,
bro.
But, I'm going to be honest. Me being a fan of Nas and Hov, I felt like they both handled their business. You know what I mean? Because they both shot back.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what it's about, because a lot of times niggas will tap out. They both shot back and they both kept going.
There was a couple. It was like, what, you had Takeover leads it, then Ether dropped.
But that was everybody's opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was niggas' opinion. It was battles that I've seen, and my opinion was different from the masses just because the way it was done. And that's just like Nicki. If let's say if you didn't like the Nicki record, it was the fact she released the record X amount of hours later.
Fast.
You understand?
Do you think that that's a requirement for...
That's a flex.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a writer that's written for others in battles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a flex. And, you know, I haven't heard everything, but I'm just letting you know. When you do that, you most definitely letting them know I'm on my A game.
Do you like the idea of squashing beefs?
I've squashed several beefs in the game.
Yeah.
In the rap game. I've squashed several beefs between others.
Other people.
Do I necessarily squash beefs? Not necessarily, because I don't have to. I'm the biggest.
Makes sense.
They would love to squash the beefs with Rosé.
You have beef?
Do I? I mean, you got to ask yourself, do I? The top down every day, do I? Hey, can I have some more bamboo, please?
Yo, I'm about to go mow a lawn.
Why not, man?
You ever chop wood?
Of course.
But no bear traps.
I've chopped down trees, no bear traps.
That's surprising.
I'm not fucking
me
with a bear. I love animals.
You do. That's
I love
right
animals.
That's right. You have
I love
any
animals. I have several animals. I have a lot of animals.
Any exotic ones, or it's typical, like dog, cat?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say exotic. Let's say NBA Youngboy came to my home with Meek Mill a few years ago. He left like I don't want to say specifically, but we're just going to say a tiger to my house. And I kept it long as, you know, I could afford someone to pay to feed him. It got to a point where they didn't even want to feed the tiger. So
the tiger fed on them.
Yeah, the tiger, I had to get rid of it.
That sucks, man. So, you know, tigers are notorious for having ringworm. Did you get ringworm?
I didn't. I play with it a lot.
I pet a baby tiger as well once. Gave me ringworm.
Ugh. Ringworm was, how was it?
Yeah, how would you,
the ringworm was
do
bad.
Do you enjoy it?
Was it? How long did you have it?
A while, dude.
Don't you always have it?
Because I'm a wrestler as well. So
oh,
like,
so you get ringworm from the other wrestlers?
Yeah, in high school specifically, like every high school wrestler at some point, if you're actually doing it for a long time, you'll get ringworm. So then I was cleared for a while, ran into this baby tiger, and you know you can't have them as pets. I got in trouble. Like the animal people came to my house.
I'm sure.
Animal protection.
I start hearing things about the people who are going to come to see me soon.
Gotta get rid of that tiger. Yeah. Not exotic, but you know, you got to, like, I'm sure you have a chameleon.
We got a few things.
Yeah.
Dogs. We love dogs.
I feel like people don't deserve dogs. Like, I will sometimes be petting my dog, and just this thing has just so much love to give. It's just only like good.
Dogs are beautiful.
Just,
man.
They're so beautiful.
Dogs are beautiful. Someone should pet a dog today. Pet a dog.
100%. I did already today. I did. That's my girlfriend got a French bulldog. What about cats or like kittens now?
Cats, I'm not as much a cat lover.
Dude, those things are fucking weird, bro.
Thank you.
They're
thank
fucking weird. I'm sorry, bro.
Don't take that person.
No, 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 but,
don't take that person.
On the other hand, if you enjoy them.
A little kitten? Yeah.
You know what's funny about the difference between cats and dogs? You can like dogs, and that's okay. You can like cats, and that's okay. You could dislike cats, and that's okay. But if you dislike dogs, you ain't even a human. Like, you're not even a real, like, there's something wrong with you. I don't know. I just never really, like, got along with cats very well. They don't listen. They do what they want.
No, I don't talk bad about cats. I don't. Now, I don't.
Have you ever been clawed by one?
Never. Never.
You ever sustain any serious injuries? Maybe from a bear trap?
Of course not. Not from a bear trap. Have I ever had broken bones?
No broken bones?
Yeah, I had a few broken bones. I would rather not disclose. But my shoulder, my hip, you know what I mean? A few broken, you know what I mean?
But regardless.
But we bounce back.
Yeah, you're in it. You're in it still.
Too easy.
Let's go, son.
Do you ever worry about not being able to bounce back? Like, in terms of, like, are you doing anything to extend your age? Have you thought about cryogenically freezing yourself?
I actually did. My girlfriend, Christina Mackey.
She got an app, don't she?
She has an app. She criticized me for maybe a week straight, talking about my swishy sweet great blunts, saying how I need to smoke papers. And guess what, guys? First time I ever announced it, I am now an official joint smoker.
Whoa! Wiz Khalifa somewhere.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No swishes,
nicotine. No swishes.
None. Great.
No swishes.
Great. That's amazing. You're a great influence.
But he's not. You're not catching him putting any tobacco in the J. You're not catching him putting any tobacco in there with it. Oh, you're rolling them for him?
Yeah, she rolling for me too. So one time for this.
Damn. Yeah, Wiz Khalifa will be real happy to hear that, bro. That dude he's the same way. He just smokes J's. Yeah. So you would consider being cryogenically frozen or no? Because you could do that. Well, so as you know, there's been and continues to be a lot of advances in science, right? People are living longer and longer.
Okay.
So what if I told you that you could be cryogenically frozen, and if there was an advance that could maybe say make, you know, forever rosé, forever live forever, like for real,
right.
that could be done. You'd just be unfrozen and you'd be given whatever enzymes. Would you consider freezing yourself at a later age or even now? Do you want to freeze yourself today? We could probably connect you with
just you. The first thing came off my head was you're a liar. I don't
swear to
you,
Mr. Ross. I swear to God,
and
dude.
The question I would ask myself is, would I want to be here forever?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a fly dude. I'm like fashion, you know what I'm saying?
Limited edition.
Yeah, I might have my season and may want to tap out on these lands, you know what I'm saying? It's really up to me. I haven't decided that yet. But that's really a serious question for everybody watching this. Would you want to be here forever, every day? I'm going to be honest. Let's come back to that on another episode.
It seems like a lot.
That's a real one. Well, every day?
Well, I bet a lot of people, they would want to be here longer so that they can create a legacy for themselves. And since you already have a legacy, you're probably cool just being like, oh, I'm going to live forever anyways. Like, think about it. Like, hustling is going to live forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of if your mortal body's here or not.
And we just got the key to the city, and our lyrics just got added to Congress. But if I removed all of that forever, I don't know. You may want to rest one day. You know what I'm saying?
How do you do that? How would you want to be buried? Because you know you can get buried inside a tree. The roots of a tree, and you can actually grow into a tree, a Rick Ross tree.
Oh.
They'll put you like in the seed.
What kind of tree?
It could be anything. The tree for,
pear
it could
tree.
Be,
it's
it could be
a tree. It has to be, it has to be,
it could be a coke, it could be a coca plant, and someone
tree.
Could sniff Rick Ross in the future.
Oh man, you could snort the boss?
Nah, I wouldn't recommend that because I'm struggling.
It's gotta be, I'm sorry, Rick, it has to be a pear tree. I'm sorry, it has to be a pear tree.
Or pineapple.
Hey, yo.
Diced pineapples.
Oh, man. But I don't know, man. Forever, I don't know. Rosé may not be forever.
Right.
So for everybody, you better appreciate me now. You know what I mean?
Thanks. Rick, we'll end on that. Thank you, man. Thanks for putting up with my ridiculous bear trap questions, man.
No, it's too easy, man. But do you eat bear?
I've never eaten bear. Okay. I'll venture. I'll eat like alligator and elk.
Would you eat whale?
I would eat whale.
Okay.
I'd eat whale. You know, there's some things, you know, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what's going on.
Or
man.
A rattlesnake.
I would eat rattlesnake. We've ate rattlesnake.
Lemon pepper rattlesnake.
Only available at Wingstop right now. Limited edition lemon pepper rattlesnake.
Dude, this has been great. Rick, thanks for joining us.
It's too easy, man. Much love, man.
So good. Hey, pay attention to Rick Ross, man. He gonna be around forever unless he decides not to. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive. We will see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.